This is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Y01 Radio.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Curtain Call with me, Stephen Clark, here, courtesy of Y01 Radio, bringing you all the best from London's West End and Broadway as I delve into the archives and look back at some of the classic musicals. In episode 2, we looked at musicals such as Grease, Anything Goes, A Chorus Line and Annie, and today is no exception. So join me as I look back at some classic musicals.
We'll be right back.
Back in the 1950s, Frank Lesser, Joe Swerling and Abe Burrows created a true classic with Guys and Dolls. Set in the bustling streets of New York City, it follows the relationships of two unlikely couples. We have Sky Masterson, a high-rolling gambler with the pious Sarah Brown, and Nathan Detroit with his fiancée Adelaide. As Sky takes a bet to woo Sarah, and Nathan struggles to find a location for his infamous crap game, love and hilarity unfold. It's currently playing in London's West End at the Bridge Theatre in a blissful and exhilarating reimagined and better-than-ever experience. It has more hit songs, more laughs, and more romance than any show ever written. Oh, that's the producer's words, not mine. If you want to get up close and personal, be right in the action amongst the dancers and even sit in the hot box yourself, then this new immersive production is right up your alley. Or sewer.
What's playing at the Roxy? I'll tell you what's playing at the Roxy. A picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's playing at the Roxy.
What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News.
What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happening all over. Guy sitting home by a television set who once used to be something of a rover. That's what's happening all over. Love is the thing that has licked them. And it looks like Nathan's just another victim. Yes, sir, when you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll.
When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane.
When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten the Taj Mahal. Call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money that the guy's only doing it for some dough.
When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, you can bet they'll be making it for some doll.
When a bum buys wine like a bum can't afford, it's a cinch that the bum is under the thumb of some little broad.
When you meet a mug lately out of the jug, and he's still lifting platinum fol-de-rol,
call it hell, call it heaven, it's a probable 12 to 7 that the guy's only doing it for some fun.
See a sport and his cash has run short, make a bet that he's banking it with some doll.
When a guy wears tails with the front gleaming white, who the hell do you think he's tickling pink on Saturday night?
When a lazy slob takes a good steady job and he smells from Vitalis and Barbasol,
call it dumb, call it clever, ah, but you can give us forever that the guy's only doing it for some dumb, some dumb, some dumb. The guy's only doing it for some dumb.
This is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Wire One Radio.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along, and there I stood, and I hollered someone fade me, but the passengers they know right from wrong. For the people all said, sit down, you're rocking the boat. People all said, sit down, you're rocking the boat. And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist, and there I stood, nicely passing out the whiskey, but the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, beware, you're on a heavenly trip. Beware, you'll scuttle the ship, and the devil will drive you under by the fence and die on your wicked throat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. And as I laughed at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank and I hollered, someone save me, that's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
And I said to myself, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Sit down.
I said to myself, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking the boat. And the devil will drag you under. With the soul so heavy you never float. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down.
When thinking of classics, I can't be drawn to the wonderful masterpiece that I believe is Gypsy, a musical fable with music by Jules Stein and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim and a book by Arthur Lawrence. It's loosely based on the 1957 memoirs of a striptease artist, Gypsy Rose Lee, and it focuses on her mother, Rose, the ultimate show business mother. It follows the dreams and efforts of Rose to raise her two daughters and to perform on stage, and it also casts an affectionate eye on the hardships of show business life.
I had a dream about you, baby. It's gonna come true, baby. They think that we're through, but baby, you.
Nothing's gonna stop us till we're through.
character of Louise is based on Gypsy Rose Lee, and the character of June is based on Lee's sister, the actress June Havoc. It's frequently considered one of the crowning achievements of the mid-20th century's conventional musical theatre art form, and it's often called the book musical. Gypsy has been referred to as the greatest American musical by numerous critics and writers. Theatre critic Clive Barnes once wrote, "Gypsy is one of the best of musicals," and he described Rose as one of the few truly complex characters in the American musical. Its most famous number, of course, was performed at the Royal Variety Performance with the late Lily Savage, Cilla Black and Barbara Windsor as the three fabulous strippers, Mazeppa, Electra. Its latest West End revival at the Savoy Theatre starred Imelda Staunton as Mama Rose.
Anybody that stays home is dead. If I die, it won't be from sitting. It'll be from fighting to get up and get out! Some people can get a thrill knitting sweaters and sitting still. That's okay for some people who don't know they're alive. Some people can thrive and bloom living life in a living room. That's perfect for some people of 105. But that I gotta see yet, all the places I gotta play, all the things that I gotta be yet. Tell my papa, what do you say? Some people can be content playing bingo and paying rent. That's DG for some people, for some humdrum people to be. But some people ain't me. I had a dream, a wonderful dream, Papa. All about June in the Orpheum circuit. Give me a chance and I know I can work it. I had a dream, just as real as can be, Papa. There I was in Mr. Orpheum's office, and he was saying to me, some new orchestrations, new routines and red velvet curtains. Get a feathered hat for the baby, photographs in front of the theater. Get an agent, and in jig time you'll be being booked in the big time. Oh, what a dream, a wonderful dream, Papa. And all that I need is 88 bucks, Papa. That's what he said, Papa. Only 88 bucks.
You ain't getting 88 cents from me, Rose.
Then I'll get it someplace else, but I'll get it and get my kids out. Goodbye to Blueberry Pie. Good riddance to all the socials I had to go to, all the lodges I had to play, all the Shriners I said hello to. Hey, LA, I'm coming your way. Some people sit on their butts. Dream, yeah, but not the guts. That's living for some people, for some humdrum people, I suppose. Well, they can stay and rot. But not wrong.
This is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Wire One Radio.
You can pull all the stops out till they call the cops out. Grind your behind till you're banned. But you gotta get a gimmick if you wanna get a hand. You can sacrifice your sacro working in the back row. Bump in a dump till you're dead. Kid, you gotta get a gimmick if you wanna get ahead. You can. That's how burlesque was born. shiny dance. You gotta have a gimmick if you wanna have a chance.
She can.
They'll never make her rich. But I do it with a switch. I'm electrifying, and I'm not even trying. I never have to scratch to get paid. 'Cause if you got a gimmick, gypsy girl, you got it made. All them, and them, and them ain't gonna spell success. Me, I, but I do it with finesse. Tiara is so much more demure than all them other ladies because you gotta get a gimmick if you wanna get a blunt.
Something special, anything that's special,
anything that's special, anything that's special. I'll earn you a big fat cigar. Find it.
If you wanna bump it, bump it with a trumpet.
Get yourself a gimmick, and you too can be a star.
Classic musicals don't come any greater then thanks to the great duo Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. They penned so many great classics that I could create a whole podcast just in their memory. In fact, who knows, I may just do that. But for this episode, we concentrate on their 1945 musical, Carousel. Now, Carousel is the second musical that this dynamic duo wrote, their first being Oklahoma. They knew when writing their second piece that any resulting work would be compared to Oklahoma and most likely unfavourable. The musical is an adaptation of Ferenc Molnár's 1909 play Lilium, and it transfers the plot from Budapest to America. Now, it was a hard task to complete, as playwright Molnár had previously refused to give permission for the works to be adapted, and the original ending was considered too depressing for a musical theatre audience. However, once the rights were secured, Rodgers and Hammerstein started to work with lengthy sequences of music to make the ending more hopeful. The musical opened on Broadway in 1945, and it was an immediate hit with both critics and audiences, where it ran for 850 performances.
Say, tell me something. Ain't you scared of me? I mean, after what that cop said about me taking money from girls?
I ain't scared.
Is that your name? Julie? Julie something?
Julie Jordan.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. Ain't you sorry that you didn't run away? You can still go if you wanna.
I reckon that I care to choose to stay. You couldn't take my money if I didn't have any, and I don't have a penny, that's true. And if I did have money, you couldn't take any, 'cause you'd ask and I'd give it to you.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. Have you ever had a fella you give money to?
No.
Ain't you ever had a fella at all?
No.
Well, you must have had a fella you went walking with.
Yes.
Where'd you walk?
Nowhere special I recall.
In the woods?
No.
On the beach?
No.
Did you love him?
No, I never loved no one. I told you that.
You know, you're a funny kid. Say, you want to go into town and dance, maybe?
No. I have to be careful.
Of what?
Of my character. You see, I'm never going to marry. I'm never going to marry. If I was going to marry, I wouldn't have to be such a stickler. But I'm never gonna marry, and a girl who don't marry has got to be much more particular.
Suppose I was to say that I'd marry you.
You?
Oh, that scares you, huh? Yeah, you are thinking about what that cop said.
No, I ain't. I never paid no mind to what he said.
Oh, but you wouldn't marry somebody like me, would you?
Yes, I would. If I loved you.
Oh.
Wouldn't make no difference what you did, even if I died for
it. How do you know what you would do if you loved me, huh? Or how you'd feel, or anything?
Well, I don't know how I know.
Yeah.
Just the same, I know how it'd be if I loved you. When I worked in the mill, weaving at the loom, I'd gaze absent-minded at the roof. And half the time the shuttle would tangle in the threads, and the warp would get mixed with the woof. If I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't. But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be. If I loved you, time and again I would try to say all I'd want you to know.
much wind tonight. Hardly any.
You can't hear a sound, not the turn of a leaf, nor the fall of a wave hitting the sand. The tide's creeping up on the beach like a thief, afraid to be caught stealing the land. On a night like this, I start to wonder what life is all about.
And I always say two heads are better than one to figure it out.
Listen, I don't need you or anybody else to help me, huh? I mean, I gotta figure it out for myself. I mean, we're not important. What are we? We're a couple of specks and nothing. Look up there.
There's a hell of a lot of stars in the sky. And the sky's so big, the sea looks small. And too
kid. I don't ever remember meeting a girl like you. Hey, are you trying to get me to marry you?
No.
Well, what's putting it into my head then? Yeah. Yeah, you're different, all right. I don't know what it is. You look up at me with that little kid's face like you trusted me. I wonder what it'd be like.
What?
Nothing. No, I know what it'd be like. It'd be awful. Kinda scrawny and pale, picking at my food, and lovesick like any other guy. I'd throw away my sweater and dress up like a dude in a dickie and a collar and a tie. If I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't.
But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be if I loved you. Time and again I would try to say all I want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go.
Anybody. Now, even if a girl was foolish enough to want me to, I wouldn't.
Well, Don't worry about it. Billy?
Who's worried?
You're right about there being no wind. The blossoms are just coming down by themselves. It's just their time to, I reckon.
Carousel is set in a small coastal town in Maine and revolves around the complicated love affair between carousel barker Billy Bigelow and mill worker Julie Jordan. As their relationship evolves, they face challenges and confront their own flaws and insecurities. The musical explores themes of love, redemption, and the cynical nature of life. Just short of South Pacific, Oklahoma and The Sound of Music, Carousel is one of the most revived Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals that has never achieved as much commercial success as Oklahoma. In 1999, the Time magazine named Carousel the best musical of the 20th century.
When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high. And don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark.
That.
You did, when you killed yourself.
I see. So it's all over.
It isn't as simple as that. As long as there is one person who remembers you, it isn't over.
What are you gonna do to me?
I'm not gonna do anything. I just came to fetch you. Take you up to the judge.
Judge? Am I going before the Lord God himself?
What have you ever done that you should go before him?
Oh, that's it, huh? Yeah, that just like Jigger said. There ain't no Supreme Court for us little people. Just police magistrates. I tell you, if they treat me up there like they did down here on Earth, I'm gonna do something about it. I'm dead now. I ain't got nothing to lose. I'm gonna stand up for my rights. You understand me? I'm gonna go straight to the top!
This is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Y01 Radio.
Jerry Herman and Michael Stewart's 1964 hit Hello Dolly tells the story of the indomitable matchmaker Dolly Gallagher Levi, who is on a mission to find love and happiness for herself and those around her. When she gets her sights on the grumpy but wealthy widower Horace Van der Gelder, her schemes and delightful antics take centre stage. With the help of her charm and charisma, Dolly orchestrates a whirlwind of romantic escapades that culminate in a joyous celebration of life, love, and second chances.
I have always been a woman who arranges things for the pleasure and the profit it derives. I have always been a woman who arranges things like furniture, daffodils, and lives. When a man with a timid tongue meets a girl with a diffident air, why should the tortured creatures beat around the bush when heaven knows Mother Nature always needs a little push? So I put my hand in here and I put my hand in there, and a girl over 6'3" loves a man who comes up to her in my mind. Surely it's obvious she'll never be seduced till some kind soul condescends to give her beau a little boost. I put my hand in there, I put my hand in here. I have always been a woman who arranges things. It's my duty to assist the Lord above. I have always been a woman who arranges things like luncheon parties, poker games, and love. My aplomb at cosmetic art turned a frump to a trump lady fair. She had a countenance a little bit like Scrooge, but oh, today you would swear the Lord himself applied the rouge. When I put my hand in
Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Y01 Radio.
Out there, there's a world outside of Yonkers. Way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby. There's a slick town, Barnaby. Out there, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it glisten, Barnaby. Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime cigars. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white in a perfume night, where the lights are bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town. horse-drawn open cars. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's, and we'll close the town in our world, and we won't come home until we've kissed a girl.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Stroll down the street and have your picture took. Just like a dream, your spirit seemed to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look.
Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile that makes you feel brand new down to your toes. Get out your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles and bows, for there's no blue Monday in your Sunday clothes.
Come on, Barnaby, we're going to New York. Elevated trains, Barnaby, the lights of Broadway.
Holy caboose!
The stuffed whale at Barnum's Museum.
Wow!
Come on!
One of the most enduring musical theatre hits, with four Broadway revivals and international success. It was also made into the 1969 film Hello Dolly by 20th Century Fox, which won three Academy Awards, including Best Score of a Musical Picture, and was nominated in four other categories, including Best Picture at the 42nd Academy Awards. Dolly Levi has been played by Carol Channing, Mary Martin, Barbara Streisand, Pearly Barley, Danny LaRue, Samantha Spiro, and most recently in the 27 revival, Bette Midler. It then toured the US with Betty Buckley, and we are still waiting for the anticipated 2017 version to hit the West End stage with Imelda Staunton as Dolly, but we are promised it is coming in 2024. Let's hope it gets here before the parade passes by.
Hello, Harry. Well, hello, Louis. It's so nice to be back home where I belong. You're looking swell, Danny. Light and tell, Manny, you're still going. The room's swaying, for the band's playing one of my old favorite songs from way back when. So bridge that gap, fellas, find me an empty lap, fellas, darling.
Thank you.
Next, we visit a British great. The coming-of-age stage musical written by Lionel Bart, based on the 1838 Charles Dickens novel Oliver Twist. It is, of course, Oliver.
Is it worth the waiting for, if we live till 84, all we ever get is gruel? Every day we say a prayer, will they change the bill of fare, still we get the same old gruel? There's not a crust, not a crumb, can we find, can we beg, can we borrow or cash? But there's nothing to stop.
Throw him down.
Pick him up.
Never before has a boy wanted more. Oliver!
Oliver!
Won't ask for more when he knows what's in store.
There's a long, thin, winding stairway without any banister,
which will throw him down and feed him on cockroaches served in a canister.
Oliver! Oliver!
What heaven's pray will the governor say?
They will lay the blame on the one who named him.
Oliver.
This is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Wire One Radio.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. I've taken to you. So strong, it's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares whatever we got we share? If it's your chance to be, we should see some other days. Empty larder days, why grouse? With a chance we'll meet somebody to foot the bill. Then the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself my mate. We don't want to have no fuss. Pour after some consideration we can stay. Consider yourself one of us. Consider yourself
at home.
Consider yourself
one of the family.
We've taken to you!
So strong!
It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself
well in.
Consider yourself
part of furniture. There isn't a lot to spare.
Who cares what ever we got we share? Nobody tries to be la-di-da or uppity. There's a cup of tea. It's wise to be handy with a rolling pin when the landlord comes to call. Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss. For after some consideration we can stay.
Oliver premiered at the Wimbledon Theatre, South West London in 1960, before opening in the West End, where it enjoyed a record-breaking long run. It also ran on Broadway, after being brought to the US by producer David Merrick in 1963. Major London revivals played from 1977 to 80, 94 to 98, 2008 to 2011, and on tour in the UK from 2011 to 2013. Additionally, its 1968 film adaptation, directed by Carol Reed, won 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. The role of Fagin has been played by a number of greats, including Ron Moody, John Lockwood, Jonathan Pryce, Rowan Atkinson, the late Barry Humphries, Brian Connolly, Neil Morrissey, and Gavin Lee. The role of Nancy has seen Georgia Brown, Sheila Bradley, Patti LuPone, Sally Dexter, Samantha Barks, and Lily Cooper take on the role. But of course, the most famous actress being Jodie Pringer, thanks to the success of the BBC talent show I'd Do Anything. Jodie went on to win the Best Supporting Actress in a Musical in the 2020 What's on Stage Awards. Now, when Lionel Bart faced severe financial difficulties several years later, he sold his past and future rights of Oliver to the entertainer Max Bygraves for £350. Max Bygraves kept hold of them, but then later sold them on for £250,000.
As long as he needs me, oh yeah, he does need me. In spite of what you say, I'm sure that he needs me. Who else would love him still when they've been used so ill? He knows I always will, as long as he needs me. I miss him so much when he is gone, but when he's near me, I don't let on. The way I feel inside, the love I have to hide, the hell I've got, my pride. As long as he needs me, he doesn't say the things he should, he acts the way he thinks he should, but all the same I'll play this game his way. As long as he needs me, I know where I must be. I'll cling on steadfastly, as long as he needs me. As long as life is long, I'll love him, right or wrong, and somehow I'll be strong. As long as he needs me, if you are lonely, then you will know, when someone needs you, you love them so.
I really hope you've enjoyed this episode of Curtain Call and going back to revisit some of the greatest classic musicals. Please don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't miss out on any future podcasts. If you see one of these classic musicals being performed in your area, either professionally or by a school or youth group or even a local amateur group. Please go along and witness these great musicals for yourself. Remember, we must continue to support local theatre and keep live theatre alive. So until next time, look after yourselves and thanks for tuning in. This is Stephen Clark, lowering the curtain on Curtain Call.
This is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Wire One Radio.